The adjectives affixed to the Baltimore Ravens this year weren't superlatives. They were respectful words like solid and effective. But in the second half of the conference championship game, the Ravens soared. They scored in the red zone. They forced three Patriot turnovers while committing none of their own. They came back against the Patriots in New England. The Pats hadn't lost a home game while leading at halftime in 12 years. After the game, Ravens linebacker Terrell Suggs paid his respects to the Patriots dynasty.
People don't like them because they win. They're a great team. And they have every right to be who they are.
What you just heard was Suggs walking back his comments from right after the game when he called the Patriots arrogant. The reason the blitzing linebacker was emboldened to call out the Patriots had a lot to do with his quarterback, Joe Flacco, who New England defensive back Steve Gregory dubbed one of the game's best.
You know, he's one of the elite quarterbacks. I know he gets a lot of flack for, you know, maybe possibly not being that type of guy, but, you know, he is.
Flacco threw for three touchdowns and came up with bigger plays than his celebrated counterpart, Tom Brady. After the game, Patriot head coach Bill Belichick was his usual taciturn self.
Nothing was really good enough. Everything, you know, a lot of things were okay. It was competitive, but it wasn't as good as the Ravens tonight.
But what more needs to be said? Well, in the Baltimore locker room postgame, as Bernard Pollard answered reporters' questions, his exuberant teammates wanted it to be known that Pollard played for free. Meaning his hit jarring the ball loose from Patriot running back Stephen Ridley was so vicious that his teammates expected Pollard to be fined a game check. But the hit was legal, even if Ridley left not to return. It was a game changer for a team that was fired up by the stage, the situation, and their teammate, Ray Lewis, who has announced he'll be retiring after the season. Lewis, known for motivating the Ravens, talked after the game about what drove him.
To hear men tell you they love you. And to hear men tell you they respect the life that you live, it's the ultimate.
As if this team needed any more incentive, each game this postseason has been a chance to rally around the player that one Ravens fan described this way.
He literally is the most inspirational person I've ever met in my entire life.
That fan was 22-time Olympic medal winner Michael Phelps. Unlike Phelps, the Ravens have been underdogs, nearly double-digit underdogs, in both their playoff wins. And they will be underdogs again in the Super Bowl, which may be bad news for the San Francisco 49ers. Mike Pesca, NPR News, Foxborough, Massachusetts.